Disciples must learn from Jesus. So, after Jesus had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. John chapter 13 verses 12 to 15. Disciples are never above Jesus. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Matthew chapter 10 verses 24 to 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. John chapter 13 verses 16 to 17. Disciples are called to serve others. But Jesus called them unto him, and said, You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20 verses 25 to 28. And when Jesus had come to Capernaum, and being in the house he asked them, What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves, who should be the greatest. And Jesus sat down, and called the 12, and said unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, Jesus said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receives me. And whosoever shall receive me, receives not me, but him that sent me. Mark chapter 9 verses 33 to 37. Disciples must be diligent. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord when he comes shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Matthew chapter 24 verses 45 to 47. Jesus rewards those who are his disciples. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. John chapter 12 verses 24 to 26. This is really important. You have to know this. This is the path of life. This is the way of Christ. The true disciple of Jesus does not seek to be great in the eyes of men but humbles himself to serve others. He follows the example of the Master, walking in obedience, diligence, and sacrifice. Only those who die to themselves and live to serve will be honored by the Father.